And, you know, it's on us to just kind of move forward, and that includes moving forward mentally. I mean, you can be in the worst mood in the world for 24 hours, maybe 48 after some games. But we got one of the premier offenses and teams in the league that we got to deal with this Sunday. So you can't mope around and expect to win games in this league, and we got to take this thing one week at a time.
The run defense, just a mystery. I mean, you look at the players you have, and sometimes when you have the results, have you been able to figure it out?
It's not really a mystery. You know, it's correctable things, but then again, you keep saying correctable things. They got to just get corrected. But we plan on correcting them this weekend. And, you know, everybody's got a little piece in it, man. So we got to work hard as a defense to just kind of shore that up, because it's not like people aren't being physical, and it's not like people aren't, you know, playing hard or aren't ready to go. It's just simple, correctable things. But, you know, Indy will keep us honest, and they got a really good running attack to go with the premier quarterback that they have, and you know, it's going to be tough.
Kind of a broken record every week. There's a mobile quarterback.
He's probably one of the most mobile guys in the league that also can break tackles, and he's really tough to get down. So, tremendous amount of respect for Andrew, and we know that you got to not only win the rush, but then you got to get him down. It's been a couple weeks now where we've had guys like that, so. We should be getting used to it, but, you know, he's definitely a tough one.
You guys are aware of the story in Miami. You're a veteran guy. How do you know the line in the locker room? When you can have fun with a guy, you can push a guy, but is that from the head coach down, or do you guys kind of have a sense here what's appropriate?
Well, I think we're all professionals, and, you know, we're all forced to work in a stressful environment. So I think the key is always to have respect for one another, you know, and I think guys in this locker room do a really great job of respecting one another, respecting the rookies. You know, I always say, you know, there's some things that are acceptable to kind of do to rookies, and but you have to depend on them to win football games. They have a hand in this too. So, you know, I think it's just a mutual respect thing. And sometimes, you know, unfortunately the line gets blurred, and sometimes people go over the line. And, you know, I'm sure everybody down there probably regrets it, but, you know, it's a learning experience for everybody in the league.
What was Richie like?
You know, Richie has that switch. He can definitely, the switch can flip. But, you know, Richie was a good teammate to me when he was here. You know, and I think most people regarded Richie as being a real good teammate. But obviously, you know, Richie crossed the line there, and he's hearing about it now, and deservedly so. But, you know, he'll learn from it. Everybody will learn from it. I think it's a good lesson, like I said, for everybody in this league. It's unfortunate we have to learn it this way, but it's all about just respecting your teammates.